3. Do you want to record studio quality audio and video with anyone, anywhere around the world? Then use Swatcast. I'm presently using Swatcast to record this episode, and Swatcast doesn't compromise on audio or video quality. So for your virtual interviews and podcasting like I'm doing right now, use Swatcast. You can visit swatcast.fm for a 7-day trial. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Just the Regular Podcast, and I'm your host Prince. And on this episode today, it's a special episode because I practically know nothing about what we are going to talk about. So I might end up learning something today. We are meant to learn something in every episode here. So that's allowed. Today we are talking insurance. So insurance, and I have with me, someone who is more or well knowledgeable in that field to give us an insight on insurance and why Africans like me actually barely know nothing about insurance, and why we probably are not really into insuring our properties and ourselves, stuff like that. So yeah, I have with me today on this episode, Abel Lemisa. So hi, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I don't know why your issues is always getting it right. You always get it wrong.
Oh, wow. So it's what?
It's Ata Emisa.
Ata Emisa.
That's right. That's my name.
Okay. My bad.
I don't know if I should address you, I should address your listeners, but hello, everyone. Like you mentioned, I'm Abel. I'm not sure if you can also hear me properly.
Okay.
Usually when it gets dark, I sound different.
I can.
Like, I have a werewolf kind of voice, you understand? So I'm going to be howling a little bit. Yes, and I work with insurance, SICLI specifically. It's a life insurance company, and Okay. Yes, we've been around for a very long time. And yeah, so my role there is just a claims officer. So we pay claims, we pay the money, you know? Yeah, that's that.
So you pay the money, like you are the ones with the cash.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, so let's talk insurance here. Let's go straight to the point. Insurance. Let's talk insurance. So why do you think I should actually insure, let's say, my property, or it could be there's life insurance here. So why should I insure my property, or why should I insure myself?
Okay, let me generalize insurance and just summarize it as well. If you just mention insurance, what you are trying to say is you are transferring your risk, or it's a transfer of risk. And by saying that, it's only best to say, or best to ask the question, what then is risk, and why do we need to transfer risk? Imagine you buy a new car, okay, and the moment you move the car to the garage, once you get to the highway, you wreck the car. Now, you've actually just made two losses. You've lost the money you bought the car with, and you've lost the car itself, so that's double. What insurance seeks to do is transfer that risk of having you bear the entire cost of the wreck to a separate entity, an entity that is automatically or initially going to have to charge you a certain amount with the condition that if anything should happen to your car, if that is what you have preset, or with the condition that if anyone else should be a victim of your recklessness, this company or this third party who you are transferring the risk to will bear the entire the entire Risk, yes, that's it. So that is in a nutshell what insurance is, just transferring risk. Now, bringing it down to life insurance. Life insurance simply means having to lay a certain foundation so that in your absence or in that inevitable case of no longer being part of the
living,
yes, it's very necessary that you leave something valuable behind. I hope you understand. In this space, I'll give an example. Probably we've recently been a part of a certain event. We attended the brother's funeral. I am the brother, and we. So imagine if there was, I had a life insurance, or my pops had life insurance. It would mean that all his years in active service, he was actually contributing a certain amount. So therefore, in any case whereby he meets his sudden demise, the company or whoever he transferred the risk of him no longer being able to be the sole provider of the home, he would transfer that risk to the third party, which is the life insurance company. And they will make sure that whatever dependence he has left behind, based on the conditions of the policy he bought when he was alive, will be taken care of with immediate effect. So that is
okay. So you just made mention about policies, like depending on the kind of policy you actually adopt or something in the example you give.
Yes.
So in terms of policies, in terms of insurance policies, what are the policies? What can you give us, like a little insight on the various policies we have?
Okay.
Explain the concept of insurance policy.
okay. You've asked two different questions now.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just lay down some few principles of insurance. These are actually what insurance companies and regulators abide by. So it's kind of some code of ethics that we go by, like our constitution. Now, once you are an insurance person, it should be at your fingertips knowing these principles, because they apply except for one everywhere if you talk of insurance. Now, we have to just quickly brush through them. We have the utmost good faith, we have indemnity, we have proximate cause, we have subrogation, we have contribution. Now, these are the principles of insurance. We could go deeper if we still have time, but the question you asked me, I'm going to narrow it down to life insurance, because I work with life insurance, and with my company, SIC Life, we basically have three main types of policies which cast across all divisions, and we would like to categorize them by the fact that one is pure risk, or if I say pure risk, what I'm basically trying to say is it's solely dependent on that inevitable case of death, that until somebody passes, there is no way, or it makes no provision for the beneficiaries. Only in the case of death, those are the pure risk policies. They sometimes appear to be cheaper, because we like to protect or make sure that inevitable thing doesn't happen. So we keep taking your money, and we don't have to pay. Yes, so it is a good thing though. So that is for the pure risk. We have investment policies. Investments in the sense that you could just decide for the sake of interest over a period of time, allocate a certain amount every month, and when that period is due, you actually have an additional to what you might have actually contributed, and you make a total encashment of your claim. Now, I'm supposed to give examples under all the type of policies I mentioned. I would quickly mention the last one, which is a universal policy. That is, it comes with its own use and conditions. Now, talking about the funeral policy, that is the pure risk. That is categorically the funeral policy we have, and our products as an insurance company to that particular policy is what we like to call the final journey plan. There's been some revisions made or revisions to these policies, which is yet to be publicized, so I wouldn't want to dig in. Maybe we could have another session where we will tackle that.
You talk about this reviewed policy.
Yes. So like I mentioned earlier, we have the final journey plan. It works actually on two basic rules. You can actually have you and your family, or you and others. We are ensuring life, meaning we are making sure that in absence of a certain breadwinner, beneficiaries don't bear so much burden.
Okay.
Yes. So with that, if anyone walks into any insurance office, especially ours or maybe ours, and says that, okay, I recently got married. God has been so good. I have two children. But the nature of my work, or even the, having to trip in and out every day comes with so much risk. The nature of the work, having to, you get me,
okay.
Do I need to hear you say something?
No, I'm listening. You're saying so? I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Yes. Like to commute. Yes, people commute in and out of work. It could be very risky, or it's actually a form of risk. Now, this person walks in and explains to you, this is the situation. I hear you are a life insurance company. What can you do for me? Now, we are going to tell you that, okay, for final journey plan, your possibilities are infinite, meaning you decide how much you actually want to be paid out in your absence to your beneficiaries. For instance, you could say that, okay, since I'm the sole breadwinner of this family, I would wish that in my absence, the company charges or pays out entirely or completely a sum of 50,000 Ghana cedis to my family. Obviate it. Now, I was trying to say, based on his age, we would now ask that he pays a certain amount every month for the duration of the policy or for the longevity of his living. Now, because insurance goes hand in hand with risk, it would also be a witness to the fact that if somebody is younger, generally it's assumed that a person is way healthier, therefore has a longer lifespan. So what it means is there's minimum risk, or the chance that the person might fall out and just disappear is very slim. So we often base this simple fact, and we charge less, or premiums paid by younger people is generally less than premium paid by people in their mid-ages, like midlife. Hope you understand.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's say the person walks in and says he's just 25 years old, married with two kids. Now, it would shock to know that the person might actually be contributing just about 15 cedis every month for that 50,000 he actually took. Now, if you project this, that certain value in a span of about 35 years, because if somebody is 25, you add 5 additional 30 plus 30, that's 60 years, the person will go on retirement. If you should add, yes, those prospective premiums together, you realize that it is somewhat a little just close to how much he will be receiving, or how much his beneficiaries will be receiving in his absence. So it doesn't really take much from you. Now, if the person lives for about 5 additional years and passes on, it means that he has actually made contribution for just 5 years, but by contractual agreement, the person would actually be compensated, the family of the person would actually be compensated a full amount of 50,000 cedis. So with that one, it's just the individual. Okay, now.
Okay, so, yeah.
Go on.
Sorry, I want to ask something regarding this. So in what you just said, so if the agreement is, like you said, 50,000 over a span of a certain number of years, as long as he lives, he keeps paying, let's say, a certain amount every month till
that's right.
When the unexpected happens. Yeah, the unfortunate happens. So what if after I start, let's say, my insurance, and after a year later the person dies? According to the contract, does the family get that said 50,000 of after a year, or it needs to cover at least a certain number of years before he will get paid that amount?
Okay, so companies would give you a waiting period, where it means that if you take a policy today, at least 6 months worth of premium should be received before they can actually make any form of payout. Hope you understand. And that is the same logic we apply to ours. If you take a policy, or if you take that policy, we expect that the first 6 months of you taking a policy, we pray and we hope nothing happens to you. Especially, or actually, we pray and hope that nothing happens to you for the long life you have ahead of you. So you actually hit 70 or 80, then we know that you would have actually contributed exactly how much you will be paying to you. So no losses anywhere, you understand? So life insurance is the only entity that prays for, or actually hopes or wish for, the long living of our clients. Because the more you live, we make gains. But the moment you decide to leave this earth, we make losses, because we actually have to pay. So after first 6 months of making contribution, if your family member should meet his unfortunate end, if that person happens to the bearer of the policy, or actually the policy holder, then it means we must pay in full whatever amount that was agreed upon as a sum assured to your beneficiaries, the listed beneficiaries, when the policy was being taken. But that has to do with, yes, the individual. One thing about the individual funeral or final journey plan is, once you, the spouse or the married man with two kids, has taken the policy, automatically your spouse is covered, and two of your children are covered as well under the same policy. What makes the difference is they are riding on the fact that you are contributing for your life. So they are going to be riding on...
So if I get what you're trying to say, by you saying you're covered, it means if something happens to them, or the unfortunate happens to any one of them, you get paid the amounts they're supposed to pay.
Yes,
you.
Precisely, yes.
When you... And yes.
Yes, and it comes with percentages. Now, if your spouse... if anything should happen to your spouse, I would want to say wife, but you know, the world is a weird place now. If anything should happen to your spouse, it then means the company has to pay 50%. Now, this is how it goes. The policyholder, which is the primary assured, takes in full 50,000. That is the actual sum assured, that is 100%. If there is his person, that is how much will be paid to his beneficiaries. Now, if there is a person of the wife, 50,000 or half of that will be paid to the remaining beneficiaries.
Okay.
Hope you understand. Now, it comes down to 25% for each of the two children who are also covered, if anything should happen to them as well, which we often hope nothing does. So that is the structure of this policy. Now we have family and others, which you can actually include or secure someone's life by making them secondly assured on your policy. All what I'm trying to say is, let's say I have taken a policy by myself, but I want the company to cover either my parents or my in-laws. Now, with that particular option, it means there has to be, based on the age of whoever you are trying to include as your secondly assured, based on the age, based on the risk factor, based on the age, again, we would have to give you a certain value for any person you decide to include. Now, what makes it quite interesting again is we have periods, or there are stated terms whereby, or where you can actually make your contributions and expect that these people are covered all throughout their life. So you can actually decide to say that I have a policy, I want to take a funeral policy myself, automatically my family is covered, that is the nuclear family is covered. I want to extend it and include my in-laws and my parents. Now, my dad is 6 years and I want him to be also covered under the policy for the same value. So what happens now is, if you decide to choose 50,000, again, it means the higher the amount, the higher the age, the higher the risk. So we would recalculate and revalue each individual you decide to include in your policy and have you pay that particular amount as your premium for having the policy active. Yeah, so once we make that recalculation, you now have to pay. Now, trying to explain how it's period bound. If you can decide to select 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, that is actually how long you will decide to make payments for the secondary assured you are adding on the policy. I hope I'm not being too lengthy for a quick understanding.
No, we understand. I understand. I know my listeners also understand.
What I was actually trying to say was, for every person you include, you can decide to say that for the next 5 years of their lives, I want to pay this amount, or we should recalculate for you to know how much you would pay every month for the next 5 years to have this person covered for the rest of his life. I hope you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can decide to say, how much would I pay if I decide to say I want 10 years for this amount for this person? Let me know how much I need to pay every day or every month for the next 10 years to make sure that this person is covered for life. Now, one thing you bear in mind is, the more the years go ahead or increases, you realize that how much you'll be paying reduces.
Okay, it's lesser.
It's lesser, yes. And that is what will now have me drive into the pure investment policies I spoke of earlier. The second part, actually, the most basic of policies when it comes to the investment policies, what we like to call the guaranteed endowment plan. It's guaranteed to endow you. Not in that sense, but it's a guaranteed endowment plan. Diabolical might alive. So with that, what we are saying is, when you walk in and you have a certain projection in mind that in the next 5 years you expect to lay foundations to your home, in the next 10 years, you expect to own your dream car. In the next 10 years, you expect to buy your dream house. That is what we like to sum up together and present to you a policy we call the Guaranteed Endowment Policy, G-Plan for short, G-Plan. G-Plan, yeah. Okay. People who make up names are really G, understand? Yeah, so the G-Plan policy. What it's saying is you walk in, you decide how much you want. Again, based on your age, we actually tell you how much you pay every month for the period you select. Now, my age, I walk up to any insurance company, I tell them that I hear you have an interest in an awesome insurance policy or an investment policy. And I want 100,000 in the next 10 years or in the next 5 years. How much would I have to contribute? Now, we are going to divide 100,000 by 60 months. That is a duration for 5 years.
Okay.
That should...
Okay. So this 5 years is how long I want to get that money?
Or
it's how just long? A normal standard, you use 5 years. If I said I wanted that in 10 years, so you divide it by the number of months in 10 years.
Yes, 120 months.
Now, 120 months, okay.
Good. Now, once you make that calculation, you realize that you will be paying... I don't know if I should include calculators in this. I don't think it's really necessary.
Nah, just
insurance is smart. So let's say
this is not calculus.
Let's say I say I want 100,000. Okay, that should be 50. At the end of 60 months, we are going to make that division, and it means that every month you'll be expected, if we are not adding any interest whatsoever, every month you'd be expected to pay 1,600 for the next 5 years for you to be able to insure or invest for that particular sum assured at the end of a 5 year period. Now, what makes this interesting is this is just rough calculation for you to know how much you'd actually have to pay. But again, it is an investment policy which is supposed to cushion some part of the money you're putting down. So in actuality, if you decide to say I want 100,000 at the end of 5 years, what we are going to calculate for you based on your age would be somewhere around 85,000 or even 80,000. So it means at the end of the 5 year duration, if you selected 100,000, you would have actually in a good sense paid just 80,000. I hope you understand.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So, then it means the investment part of that policy is that 20,000 additional you are getting.
Okay.
So that would actually serve as the interest for the policy you took. Now,
wow.
Let's talk about the life aspect of that particular policy. Upon inception, a value is generated. That is what we like to call the initial sum assured. It's generated on the face sheet of the policy for you. Now, what it means is that is the initial amounts your beneficiaries will be paid. We are talking about the life aspect of the policy I just spoke of. The initial amounts your beneficiaries will be paid after your first contribution or after your first deduction. If anything should happen to you, the policyholder, in a sense that you are involved in an accident, you are involved in an untimely death, even though you have a long way to go, after your first deduction or after the inception of the policy, we have received your first premium, the company must pay in full whatever amount is stated as initial sum assured. Regardless.
Okay.
You understand? Okay. So that is the life aspect. Sorry.
So you said they are paying that, but are you getting it? Is whoever is meant to be like, what term do they use for the person who is maybe next of kin? Yeah.
Yes, that's the beneficiary.
Okay, so your beneficiary.
Yeah.
Is that person getting the money after 5 years, or they're getting it within a space
so
of time?
So that is the beauty of life insurance. The beauty of life insurance is once that bridge is broken, once that life is discontinued, then whatever benefits due must be processed and paid out. So the contrast is, for as long as I remain alive, if I want to spend my money, I have to remain alive for the next 5 years. I've taken a policy. But if anything should happen to me before I reach my 5 years that I can cash my maturity, if anything should happen to me, the initial sum assured sets will be paid in full to any name I list as my beneficiary. And while the person is beyond 18 years, the person can walk in and make a total claim of debt of whatever amount you choose as your initial sum assured. So here we go back to the 100,000 you decided to select. Now you pay, if you're actually supposed to say you'll be paying 1,200 every month based on your age, you pay your first 3 months and you're involved in an accident. It's unfortunate, but you are no more. You have one sister or you have one brother. Maybe your family wasn't so well to do, so you have been the sole breadwinner of these two, paying fees by virtue of the fact that you actually have work. So if anything should befall you, they wouldn't have a stand. Now, if they are the ones you have listed as your beneficiaries, imagine somebody who is barely 19 years having such an investment, like 100,000, just because somebody made them their next of kin or their beneficiary.
Wow, that's it's mind-boggling.
You get,
yeah, everyone should actually wish you all ensure our lives, because
you understand. Yes, so far as we can't actually tell when we will die, just let me just refer to what happened on the pitch yesterday.
Yeah,
without warning, anything can happen to anybody at any time. And what makes you different, or what makes you different, is when you are able to leave behind a good name in the sense that nobody is going to stand somewhere and say that you left your family with nothing. You understand? Yes. So if you have a life policy, it is best, and it means you've actually prepared. It is the greatest will you could leave for anybody who depends on you having a life policy.